Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the subject of early termination. I did a video, HMT 288, where I talked about a man from Texas who offlined his girlfriend after she actually left the state to get an early termination against his wishes. He vehemently opposed her doing so. But guess what? She did it anyway. And I told you, there were going to be men who actually decided after the woman does the early termination that they're going to take matters into their own hands. However, this particular article is of a man on the opposite side of the coin. That's right, gentlemen. A man who actually did not want the child, who actually wanted her to get the early termination. But guess what? The woman decided, you know what? Nope, I'm going to keep this baby. And yeah, gentlemen, I'm going to tie both of those women together with one simple phrase when I'm done with this article that was published on the 29th of August. Florida man accused of fatally shooting pregnant girlfriend for refusing an early termination. Yeah, gentlemen, both of those men were put into no-win scenarios by those two women. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Florida man has been accused of shooting and offlining his pregnant girlfriend and her unborn child after she refused to get an early termination, officials announced Tuesday. Donovan Faison, 21, was arrested Tuesday for the double termination of his girlfriend, Kaylin Fiango, 18, and her unborn baby nearly 10 months after the young mom was found shot to death in her car at a park in Sanford police said. Fiango had driven to Coastline Park on the night of November 11th to meet up with Faison, according to cops. The same night, after 11 p.m., she was found deleted with a gunshot wound in the driver's seat of her parked car. A Sanford police officer who was patrolling the park noticed the car backed into a parking spot and still running. When he peered inside, he discovered Fiango's body in the driver's seat, police said. The pair had been having frequent arguments over the teen's pregnancy in the prior weeks. No, if she was 18, she was a legal adult. Faison reportedly wanted Fiango to terminate her pregnancy, but she refused, and investigators believe her refusal was the quote-unquote probable motive for her termination, Sanford cops said in a release. Yeah, oh yeah. See, you have women on both sides of the coin. Women who say, I'm going to terminate this baby out of spite. And women who say, I'm going to keep this baby also out of spite. Yeah, she fell into the latter category. The woman, I'm not going to call her a teen because she was 18 fucking years old. See how they love to try to twist the narrative? The woman was at the end of her first trimester at the time of her termination. Police did not say if Faison was the father of the unborn child. Hence, gentlemen, DNA testing should be mandatory. Sanford police cuffed Faison Tuesday and charged him with two counts of felony termination, one for Fiango and one for her unborn child. I find that extremely disturbing. How is it that the quote unquote father decided to terminate her and the child, but he catches a felony count of homicide? However, a woman can walk right into Planned Parenthood and terminate that child and walk away scot fucking free. That is something else that needs to be rectified in this horrifically twisted society. In my humble opinion, every woman who has had an early termination should be charged with murder. Scratch that. Termination. Why? Because she planned and had other people execute the crime for her. I find it very interesting that that in itself is not a crime. But alas, here we are. Quote unquote, today's events come after a long, almost 10 months of exhaustive investigation, Sanford Police Chief Cecil Smith said in a statement. Our investigators have made sure every possible shred of evidence was processed and analyzed in order to bring Kaylin's terminator to justice. Fiango also had a one-year-old son and was a devoted mother, her parents said at the time of her deletion. And guess what? Her parents are also pieces of shit. A teen mother who already had one child and she got knocked up by another one. Yeah, her parents were definitely pieces of crap for allowing her to continue doing this. Quote unquote, though Kaylin faced many challenges that set her apart from her peers in many ways, she made friends everywhere she went. The teen's obituary states, no, she made bad choices. She made self-inflicted bad decisions. Quote unquote, Kaylin loved spending time with her son, siblings, and friends. Kaylin was a really fun-loving child who had an old soul. No, 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 no. Stop trying to make people feel bad for this woman. This woman was a piece of crap. She made bad decisions, and guess what? Those bad decisions ultimately ended with her termination. Quote unquote, the woman was at the end of her first trimester at the time of her deletion. Blah, 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 blah. I really don't care. Why? Because far too many women have gotten away with far too much crap when it comes to the idea of pregnancy and trapping men with children that they know that these men either want or they don't want. But guess what? It goes back to the old phrase. A child is only born if a woman sees value in that child. Argue with me on that one. Nope, it cannot be argued. Why? Because, let me reiterate, the man from Texas, this woman, they both did what they did out of pure and total spite and selfishness. Nothing more, nothing fucking less. Period, point blank. Anyway, Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in a park. Gotta give that a 5. Method of execution, problem solving pistol. Gotta give that a 5 as well. Method of execution. Yep, problem solving pistol. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this a 20 because they gave him 2 charges. Even though, like I said, women do this every fucking day and not a single woman has been charged with termination of her child. So I got to give that, like I said, a 20. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a 10. So Donovan, Furious Faison, gets a score of 40. Gentlemen, let me reiterate. Women either go through with early terminations or they refuse early terminations out of sheer spite and selfishness. Like I said, the parallel. These women, they have no problem using children as weapons on both sides of the coin. The man from Texas, that woman knew he actually wanted to be a father, and she terminated that child just so she knew that that would ultimately destroy him mentally. And then add on top of that the fact that when she came back from the trip, she mocked him. She taunted him. Yeah, look what I did. And guess what? He did what he did. This case, this woman knew that this man did not want to be a father. But what did she do? I'm going to keep this baby just so I could spite you. I'm going to put you into the either you're going to be forced to stay with me or you're going to be forced to pay me category. This man said, nope, he wasn't going. Gentlemen, in both of these men's case, guess what? Jail was hanging over their head via those children. Hey, you got to understand it, gentlemen. You have to know how to break this shit down. But, like I said, people say that Ray Carruth was a monster for what he did. No. That woman backed him into a corner via that child. And far too many men are backed into corners via children. But yeah, not every man is going to stay in that corner. Some men are going to come out that corner with lethal resolve. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Go back and review HMT 288. Put your parallels in the comment section. And for you women out there who continue to believe that you're going to use children as weapons against men, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think you wield via that child is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to use that child as a human shield, that's going to go out right along with it, because there are going to be men on both sides of that coin who decide to take matters into their own hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.